This is a Cattlecast Extra.
John Robinson is known to radio listeners in the mid-Michigan area. In addition to being on the air, he has served in numerous positions, including producer of the Rich Michaels Morning Radio Show. These days, he can be heard afternoons on 99.1 WFMK. He is the author of two books, Johnny's Jukebox Trivia and Johnny's Vintage Rock and Roll Q&A Book. John Robinson, welcome to Cattlecast.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about music. What was the first album you ever bought?
The first album I paid for with my own money was the Beach Boys All Summer Long album. That's the one that had I Get Around on it, and Wendy, and Little Honda. The first one I ever had, I had my dad buy for me. You know, he didn't want to fork over the $3 for it, but I talked him into it. It was the Ragdoll album by the Four Seasons. And before that, the first pop album we had in the house that you consider rock would be Monster Mash from Bobby Pickett that was given to us by a neighbor.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, growing up, who got you interested in music? Was it, I mean, parents, friends, listening to radio stations, all of those things?
Yeah, we listened to the radio all the time, all CKLW out of Detroit, and that's why I started hearing all the early rock and roll songs. One of our neighbors gave us a stack of old rock 45s. The first single we had in the house was Blueberry Hill from Fats Domino. So it was a mixture of things. I wasn't influenced by any friends or neighbors or anything. We just started listening to the radio at home.
And working in radio for so many years, how has that work influenced your or even changed your musical interests?
Well, it's made me appreciate more types of music, even nowadays when there's so many different, you know, formats.
Right.
Back then, in the 50s and 60s, you could hear all the formats on one station. I mean, I remember hearing Houston from Dean Martin. It'd go into like Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze.
Wow.
You can't do that anymore.
No,
there's just so many splinter stations that play certain brands of music. And I feel kind of bad for today's generation because they're not being exposed to different types of music, different genres. Back then, we were exposed to all that stuff on one station.
Right. Now, throughout your career, you've met some very famous people in the entertainment industry. Who are some of the favorites that you've met over the years?
Well, Howard Hesseman, who played Johnny Fever on KRP, WKRP.
Yeah.
That was a big thrill for me. Pete Best, the original drummer for the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun for me. Gosh, there's been so many of them. But those two are the ones that really stick out. I've met like Peter Noon, was Herman from Herman's Hermits, Mitch Ryder. Wolfman Jack, that was a big thrill, too. And not too long after I met him, he passed away. So about 7 years after I met him. So.
Okay.
And there's quite a few.
And when you were meeting them, I mean, did they live up to your expectations? Or did you feel like, oh, this person is not as nice in real life as they are in the
media?
Well,
the name that sticks out when you say that is Mickey Rooney. I met Mickey Rooney, and he was doing some show on stage. And his wife was really nice. But he was a little belligerent. And I remember him coming off stage, and we were standing to the side, and I had the camera, you know, we were taping him, and he was just pushing his wife out of the way. Come on, we gotta get out of here. Goes up front. He's making people pay for his autograph, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I finally got him to talk to me backstage, doing an interview with him. I think his wife made him do it. He wasn't too happy. But he was really belligerent. He was a few other names that I don't want to say on the air. But I don't regret meeting the guy because he was from the golden age of Hollywood, and I was really thrilled to meet him. And I got a great picture of me and him. So that was kind of a two-way thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, we've talked about some of your books that you have out, and you have whole chapters in these books about various genres of music, including one on the Beatles. What's one thing many people don't know about the Beatles?
I know a few people know this, but not many. After they broke up in the early, about 1973 or 74, John Lennon and Paul McCartney actually recorded some stuff together. You can get it on bootlegs and stuff. They were doing different versions of Stand By Me. And in the room with Stevie Wonder was in the room with them. Keith Moon from The Who. I think Harry Nilsson was in there. And they got together and did a few tracks. And I've got the bootleg recording of that stuff.
Right.
But the four of them never did get back together. But the two, John and Paul, did get together for a little while.
Okay. Now, Cher recently received the Kennedy Center honor. Let's go back to the 60s and tell us, how did Sonny and Cher first meet?
Well, Sonny was reasonably older than Cher. She was like 15 or 16 at the time when they met, and Sonny was working for Phil Spector doing production work. And she was a fledgling singer. She wanted to do some, you know, recording. So she got her way into the studios and was able to do some background singing on some of Phil Spector's recordings, like with the Ronettes and the Crystals. And Sonny was producing some of that stuff as well. And they got together and ended up living together.
Uh-huh.
So that's how that happens, through Phil Spector.
And then they stayed together, I mean, through the through the 60s and through their variety show, but yeah. Divorced in the middle of all that, too.
Yeah.
They
divorced, and then they came back on the air.
Yeah.
And I think the first show of the new season, they came back, and on the first show, they said, well, I think you've all heard, we're divorced now. And the audience just goes, and from there, it was downhill.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about some musicians with connections to Michigan. Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm. Of course, all the Motown groups. I love the Eddie Kendricks, my favorite, Temptation. If you ever see videos of the Temptations doing some tunes, like Ain't Too Proud to Beg or something, watch Eddie Kendricks.
Okay.
The rest of them are moving, you know, but right. Eddie moves so smooth. He is the smoothest Temptation. I love watching that guy. But as far as others from Michigan, there's Tommy James was from Niles. Sonny Bono was from Michigan.
Right.
Alice Cooper, of course. Glenn Frey. Seeger. Everybody knows Seeger and Nugent. Mitch Ryder. Glenn Frey and Bob Seeger were actually buddies back in the 60s. And Frey had a group called the Mushrooms. And Seeger wrote a couple tunes for him. I think one was called Burned. So,
okay.
Yeah, then Frey moves out to California and becomes one of the Eagles.
Yeah. And Bob Seger's still touring today, even though he's announced several times that it's kind of retirement. He's
still going. Is my farewell tour, one of them.
How did Stevie Wonder get his name?
The Wonder part, I'm not too sure about. Probably because, well, his real name was Steveland Judkins Morris Hardaway. Because he had a couple different last names.
Right.
The Wonder is probably because, you know, he was blind and he was an excellent musician and been vocalist. He knew what he was doing. He was good technically. The little part came about because back then white America was afraid that the rest of white America wasn't going to accept black vocalists. And they did the same thing with Little Richard. They had to put the little in front of his name. They thought that made him sound acceptable. There was Little Milton, Little Anthony. So they stuck that with Little Stevie Wonder when he was the 12-year-old genius is what they called him. Okay. But after a couple albums, they got rid of the little, thank God, and just kept it Stevie Wonder. And then white America hopefully woke up after that.
Right. So how do you find out about all these facts and tidbits? And
well, when I was doing an oldie station, I wanted to talk about the artists and the songs. And so I would just dig around. I'd read liner notes, biographies, you know, the back of the album covers.
Always
had information on them. And books. I'd read books and everything, anything I could find on them. And I just compiled all this stuff. And years later, I figured, well, I've got enough to make a book. So that's when I came out with the first book. But, yeah, it's just because I wanted to talk about some of that stuff when I came out of a song.
And it's fun to be able to, you know, throw out a trivia question or a tidbit every now and then.
People seem to enjoy the stuff, even if they forget it a couple of days later. They know that they can hear something interesting, even if they don't remember.
Right.
What I said.
Oh, yeah. So if you could go back in time and interview any musician, singer in history, mm-hmm. who would it be and what would you ask them?
Well, boy, my two favorite Beatles are dead, John Lennon and George Harrison. Those are the ones I'd like to meet. Ones that's still alive is Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys. I'd love to meet that guy, but boy, it's hard to meet him because they don't really want people to talk to him because he's so, mm-hmm. you know, brain damaged. And I'm not saying that to be smart, he really is. He has brain damage. So I'd have to say Lennon or George Harrison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Now, I read that you are actually related to a president of the United States.
Yeah.
Well, tell us that story.
Abraham Lincoln. It's the beard that throws people off. No, it's one of our family members just did a big family tree and did a lot of research, and that's how he discovered it, that Abraham Lincoln and I descended from the same guy. I can't remember the guy's name, Isaiah something or other. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he and I are like six cousins, something like that.
Okay, yeah. Pretty cool. Well, we could probably talk for hours about trivia
Let's
and
go.
All of that. But I know our time is limited today. So, but thank you for just wetting the surface here of music trivia and your knowledge of not only in radio, but music in general and all of that, and continued success in your work.
Well, thanks for having me here.
It's been great having you here. We should mention again, Johnny's Jukebox Trivia is available in our local history collection, and Johnny's Vintage Rock and Roll Q&A book is available for checkout in our catalog. John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.